With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Sheila Stearns is barely 3 months into her interim position as president of the University of Montana. The former commissioner of higher education and UM alumna freely admits that she has plenty to learn about what's happening on campus.
And there are so many interesting things that have been happening on campus that I thought, wow, if I didn't know about those, I'm thinking a lot of other people don't either.
Stearns considers the UM Health and Medicine, or UMHM, initiative to be one of those interesting programs.
If you want to go to medical school, you can come to the University of Montana and perhaps have a neuroscience major or a biomed major of some kind. We have 40 majors in our UMHM that might lead you to a health professions degree.
Former University of Montana President Roy Sangstrom announced the UMHM initiative just over a year ago. It was designed to help address a growing demand for healthcare workers in Montana. One analysis predicts that demand is going to grow by 40% over the next decade. UM is positioning itself to become a prominent health campus in the region. It's also faced declining enrollment since 2011's record of over 15,000 students and needs to attract more students to campus. So, university officials want to highlight programs they hope will capture the public's attention and imagination. They believe UMHM can help do just that. Reed Humphrey is UM's Dean of the College of Health Professions and Biomedical Sciences.
Yeah, we don't have data yet to know how well we're bolstering undergraduate enrollment in health sciences, but I know if we didn't have it, it wouldn't be as strong. You know, just this year, we introduced an undergraduate neuroscience major, which is already has over 60 majors. If you're a parent in Montana and your kid wants a career in health professions, any of these post-baccalaureate programs or medicine, this is the place where they'll get the broadest range and the deepest resume.
The Native American Center of Excellence falls under the UMHM umbrella. It basically nurtures Native students who want to pursue pharmacy or healthcare delivery careers. It was recently awarded a $1 million grant. UM President Sheila Stearns.
Think about what a difference that will make to the numbers of students and the communities they will serve, most of them right here in Montana.
Walena Oldperson is program coordinator at UM's Native American Center of Excellence. Oldperson points out there are roughly 600 Native American students enrolled at the university. So is she satisfied with that number?
No, we can do better. So one of the things we need to do is we should mirror the state population, which is 6%, and we're nearing that. So we could always do better. But that's something that we work on, and that's something my office works on well with our college and campus-wide.
No matter how or if the Affordable Care Act is altered, UM College of Health Professions and Biomedical Sciences Dean Reed Humphrey points out.
We're looking at 3-4% growth rates for the need of practitioners per annum for the next 10 years. 16,000 new jobs in Montana, including replacing an aging workforce. So politics will always influence policy. So we have to stay laser focused on what our mission is about, which is preparing students in ways that will intentionally improve outcomes and meet triple aim.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.